Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Nazirus and Laws of Nazirus and Nesif Haflo, where the Rambam now discusses regarding the hair cutting and the karbanos to come in the purification process of the Nazirus. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the conclusion of the Nazirus. Tiklacha Satar Hara Ketzari. What is the shaving of the hair when there's a purification of the Nazirus? So Kishigmah Nazir Me Nazirusa, when the Nazir concludes his days of Nazirus, which we spoke about in the 4th Perek in the beginning Halacha Aleph. So maybe Shalosh Behemoth, he's bringing three animals as karbanas. He brings a kebis la'ila, a male lamb as an oila, the kabis la'chatas, and then the female lamb, which is a ewe for as a sin offering. And both those are in the first year. Va'ayil shlamim, which the male sheep is a ram, when it's 2 years old, that's as a shlamim. So it's an oila, chatas, and a shlamim, kebis, a kabsa, and an ayil. Now, now, let's say he brought these three animals and didn't specify which is for chatas, which is for anayla, although all the karbanas need to be designated by the owners by its title. But if he didn't specify heru'u l'chatas, takav chatas, the one that's fit to be chatas, that's when sacrifices a chatas. As we said, each one's going to be a different animal. Heru'u l'shlam, shlam, the one that's fit to be shlam, the shlam, heru'u l'ayla, ayla, the one that's fit to be an ayla, the totally burnt sacrifice, that's the ayla. Now, maybe im el hashlam, he brings together with the ram that we said that's for the shlamim, shisha esroinus ushnei shlisha isaran silas. 6 2/3 of an isaran of flour. Now, an isaran is a tenth of an epha, as the pasuk says in Bamidbar. An epha is 3 sa'an, and the sa'a is 6 kabin. So it comes out that the isaran is a little bit less, a fifth less than 2 kabin. Epha mehem esrim chala. Now, from this flour, that he would bake 20 loaves, which were each challah is a third of a nisaran, and these 20 were split in half. Esr challahs matzahs, 10 of the loaves were matzahs, which were kneaded with oil when there was still flour. Basar rakiki matzahs, and then there were 10 wafer matzahs, meaning they're both unleavened, but the rakik was not kneaded with oil, it was only smeared with oil after it was baked. Umesheya choesrim breviya shemen. And these 20 loaves, each went accordingly. Like we said, the chalas matzah were kneaded with the oil, the rakuk was only smeared with the oil afterwards. But these 20, the quantity of oil that was used was b'rivia shemen, a quarter of a log of oil. And v'shir zeh halacha l'meshav m'sinai, and this measurement is a halacha tradition from Meshav m'sinai. U'meh v'yester m'kli echad, and he brings these 20 loaves in one basket. Halacha base. Now, so we said these three karbanas that he's bringing. The first one is the sin offering that's slaughtered first. And then, after he brings all the three karbanas, initially, the way it should be done is, and then afterwards he goes and he shaves off his hair, because after the pasuk talks about bringing the shlam, and then it says, v'gilach hanaser. Now, v'gilach achar shashachar achatas oyah oyla. But if, let's say, he shaved off his hair after he had slaughtered the chatas or the oyla, yotze, he has fulfilled his obligation. Now, mevashel hashlam oishalkam. Now, he cooks or he boils the carbon shlamim. V'lekech min haraitiv, and he takes from the sauce shell zivchei hashlamim from the carbon shlamim. V'nisna alaseir, and he puts it on the hair, which because the pasuk actually says mamidbash tacha zevach hashlamim, which says that from the zevach of the shlamim, meaning this from the sauce, should be tachas, should be beneath it. So what he actually does, he puts that sauce on the hair, which is being thrown under the fire, then you throw it beneath the fire, you put it into the fire, which is beneath the pot of the shlam, so it's going to be from itself, beneath it, it's going to have from it underneath, and if let's say he threw it beneath the carbon chatas, yatsa, he has to fulfill his obligation because it says zevach hashlam, which the word extra word zevach comes to include even the chatas. But again, you need from the carbon itself beneath it, which is, like we said, in the fire, that, and also his hair has to be, so they would put the sauce on the hair and then put it beneath, initially under the shlamim, but b'dieved under the chatas too. Now, halacha gimel, v'hechen migalech sar, where does he shave his hair? So says the Rambam, be'ezes hanashim, it's in the courtyard of the women, a certain part of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, belishkas hanazirim, specifically in the chamber of the nazirim, sha'is hasham that was there in the ezes nashim, be'keren mizrachas deraimis, in the southeastern corner of the Ezes Nashim, v'sham mevashel shalmeim, and that's where they would cook their shlamim of the nazirim, u'mashlichen sarim leishim, that's where they would throw their hair into the fire, because that was beneath the pot that they were cooking, that's exactly where they would shave their hair. Now, b'megilach b'medinah, let's say he shaves his hair out of the Beis HaMikdash, yotzei, he has to fulfill his obligation. But either way, ben shegilch b'medina, ben shegilch b'mikdash, whether he shaved his hair out of the base of mikdash, whether in the mikdash, tachas adud hamashlik. Sorry, either way, he would throw his hair beneath the cauldron, beneath the pot that was cooking the carbon shlam. Now, ben megaleach, he's not allowed to shave his head at shia pesach azar pesuach until the opening of the courtyard is open. Shemalak, like it says in the pasuk, but pesach oil may, the opening of the oil may, like the Rambam says, lo yishegaleach kenegad pesach. It's not that he would shave his hair. His head right directly opposite the opening, shezeh bizyon in mikdash, that would be disgraceful for the temple. Rather means when it's open, then he's allowed to go ahead and shave his hair. Halacha dalt. Then the achkach subsequently noitla koyin, the koyin takes es hazroya b'shelim in the aisle. The cooked foreleg of the ram, the koyin takes that as his portion, it's from the 24 kind of gifts. And he takes v'chalas matzah achas min asal, he takes one of the loaves of matzah from the basket, and berokah kechad, one of the wafer matzahs, v'noisnal kapei hanazir, oy hanazira, and he puts it on the palms of the nazir, or if it's a female nazira, umenifan, and they go ahead and they wave it all together, and v'achka chutra hanazir lishlis yayin l'tam alamesim, and then subsequently the nazir is permitted to drink wine and to make himself tamei to dead people, meaning he's already over with his nazirs. Now, aloha hey, the Ram continues regarding the conclusion of the haircutting, the shaving of the head of the nazirs, how that procedure of the haircutting goes. So, nazim and mayrut, which is a nazir that doesn't have any hair, let's say he's bald. So, in the tzarch lahavir tar, which is a discussion, the Gemara, and the ruling is that one doesn't have to put a razor over his head, and because there's no hair anyway. Now, v'api she'enli seir, now in spite of the fact that it doesn't have hair, or she'enli kapayim, where he doesn't even have palms, to do the aloha of tenufa that we spoke about before, where they put the matzahs and they put that on the hand, of the palm of the nazir, together with the kohen, they go and they lift it up. Either way, hariza makav karbonaisav, he could bring his karbonas, v'yishta, v'yitama, he could drink wine, he could make himself tama l'mesa. Now, v'mhevi karbonaisav, v'legilach resha, now let's say he brought his karbonas, which we spoke about, but he didn't shave his head. The shaving of the head does not hold back the conclusionary procedures of the Naziris. Rather, he could drink the wine and he can make himself a tamei, and he could do this all once it becomes already the evening time. He's already finished with this procedure once the 30 days passes, even though he didn't shave his head. And the reason is, Shemishi Zarek Olav Echem Nadam, because once the bloods of one of the karbanas have been sprayed for him, Hutar is permitted, even though he didn't put it on his palms, even if he didn't lift it up and wave it, like we said, even if he doesn't have palms, and even if he doesn't have hair, all these things are only lemitzvah, and they don't withhold the validity of these procedures. Now, however, as we just said, although that the shaving of the head is not integral, but mitzvah, there is a mitzvah to go ahead and shave the head, and even at a later point in time. Now, the nazir shegilach b'leitar, but if a nazir shaves his head without a razor, or he shaved his head, but v'shir shtei saris, he left over two hairs, lo asakum, he hasn't done anything, he did not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving the head, bein nazir tar, bein nazir tamei, were both them, when the nazir, who is tar, meaning he finished his nazir procedures, or that which was tamei, that where he has to do this procedure of also shaving his head and starting all over, neither of them is fulfilled for the mitzvah of giluach, if you left over two hairs. Now, halacha zayin, let's say gilach v'nich shtei sa'aris. Let's say, okay, shaved his head, but he left over two hairs, which he has not fulfilled his giluach. V'tzimach roishe kuloi. But then his whole head sprouts again with hair, because he let it grow back. V'chazav v'gilchoi im oisin shtei sa'aris. And then he went and shaved off those two hairs that he left over with the rest of the hairs that came back. And the reason why the Rambam is saying like that is however, in contrast, let's say he would not shave off his whole head. Rather, he would subsequently only shave off those two hairs that he left. Possible that wouldn't be considered significant because when he's shaving them, he's still left with a head full of hair. But here he's shaving it off subsequently with the rest of the hairs. Or even shegilach achas v'nasha achas. Or even if, let's say, he just shaved off one of the hairs. Let's say there's no other hairs, just the two hairs. He shaved off one, v'nasha achas, and the remaining one fell out. Then he has fulfilled the mitzvah of shaving his head because when he came to shave the head, there was two hairs, which is considered a significant amount of giluach. In contrast, if let's say nasha achas v'gilach achas, let's say there was two hairs left, and one hair fell out, and then he shaved the remaining hair, in kam mitzvah giluach, then he did not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving the head. because the original shaving was not significant, like we said, because he left over 2 hairs. And now when he's coming to shave it, the remaining one, there was only one left in that two, and Giluach cannot have less than 2 hairs. So although you're right, there's no hair now, but the mitzvah of Giluach, he has not fulfilled. Lachaches. Giluach ala shlamim. Let's say, like we said, if one of the karbonis were brought, then already he's already able to go ahead and move on. So let's say Giluach ala shlamim. Let's say he shaved his head because the shlamim's blood was already brought. But then the nimtza pasul, turns out that that carbon was invalid, because let's say the blood spilled out, or that became tamei, so tiklachte besula. So then actually the hair cutting has been invalidated, because since what comes out that actually not one of the karbanis bloods were sprayed, so it's like as if the halacha when bandits go ahead and forcibly make him cut his hair, as the Ram is going to explain in Perek Vav, that we you have to wait a 30-day period. So it's invalid, the hair cutting, and it was vachav le'olai. And the karbanis that he's going to bring after the hair cutting are also invalid, and they're not going to fulfill his obligation, because since right now he's not fit to shave his head, not even fit, even if you say tiklachas ma'akim, but he's not even able to do it until he waits 30 days. So it's as if he shaved his head within the days of his nazirus, which is nothing, and therefore the karbanis is not valid. Let's say gilach al chatas. Let's say he shaved his head because of the chatas that he brought. V'nimtzi shaloi nishchato l'shem chatas. Turns out that it wasn't slaughtered for the purpose of being a chatas. It was called shaloi lishma, which is invalid, because although the Gemara in Zvachim opens up the Masechta, all karbanos that were slaughtered shaloi lishma are kosher, but except for the chatas. So therefore, that was like when he shaved his head, which you're only allowed to do after the karbanos were brought. No karban was brought before him. And the arka chevi ashlam va'ayla bekriven kibitzvas, and then subsequently he brought the shlam and the oila, and he brought it according to their appropriate mitzvahs. Tiklach de pesula. Well, like we said, the hair cutting was invalidated because it was not done after any carbon, and therefore it was zvachav le'olai. Therefore, all the other carbonists will not fulfill his obligation. So, although maybe there was no pesula in them, but it's not going to work for him because he's like enduring his days of nazirus, because he has to wait now 30 days till the hair grows back. Halacha tes. Gilach ala oila v'ala shlam. Let's say he shaved his head because he knew his oil and shlam was being brought. But turns out that they were slaughtered shalosh lishma. Now, although they're kosher, but they have not fulfilled the obligation of the owner for his obligations, it comes out that he did not shave his head for the shalmei nazir and his oila. Rather, it turns out that it was like oilas nadava shalmei dava, because not fulfilling his obligation, because it's shalosh lishma. So though it's kosher, but that doesn't do anything for him. So even if he slaughtered, even if he shaved his head for the oila nishlamim, but they were done shalosh lishma, va'achachevi karbanis achem lekriven lishma. Then he realized, oh, these are shalosh lishma. These are not going to work for my obligation. So he brings other karbanis and he does them for the namesake of his karbanis. Still taglach de basula. The hair cutting that he did was invalidated because a nazir that cuts his hair for a sham nedav is not fulfilling his obligation, and therefore zavachav la'olai. So even the subsequent karbanis aren't doing it. Not doing it. Like we said, he has to wait 30 days now because the hair cutting was invalid. Halacha yud. Let's say he shaved his head because he knew all three karbanos were brought. As long as one of the three turns out that they were kosher, so the hair cutting that he did is going to be valid. And then he can bring the other karbanos and bring them in kilchasan, although those two were not valid, but the one that he did was, and therefore he did a good hair cutting, so now he's good, and now you can just make up the other two. Now, if the Rambam qualifies, says, wherever you say that the hair cutting is invalid, so here he explains the concept that we've been assuming up until now. It's like as if he cut his hair during the days of his nazirus, which actually undoes 30 days of the nazirus. Commissioner Ramak already explained this in Perek Vav Halacha Alf, because Gidol Sar, which you need, cannot be less than 30 days, and you have to like regrow your hair. So the nimtzah comes out, achar hateklachas, so you have to count another 30 days after this invalidated. You're right there, you almost finished in the zeros, but the carbon wasn't brought before because although it was puzzle, and you did the hair cutting, you got to wait another 30 days after that invalid hair cutting, and then you have a carbonizer, but then he can bring his carbonas, and then he could go ahead and cut his hair a second time in the appropriate manner. Now, Lachi Beis, the Ram discusses regarding the appropriate way of slaughtering these animals. Shalmei nazir sheshachtim shalei kimitzvasim. So if one of the three karbanos that another brings is a shlam. Now, this shlam of the nazir, if it's slaughtered not according to its mitzvah, so ksheim, it's going to be kasher, meaning as a nedava shlam. And, however, ve'in oilim labalim l'shem chayva. Since it was done shalei kimitzvas, and it wasn't done according to mitzvah, meaning it wasn't done l'shma, it was brought for some other designation. So like we said, although it's a kasher carbon, but ve'in oilim labalim l'shem chayva does not fulfill its obligation as for his shlam. Now, b'nachon liyim echad, it's going to be eaten for one day, which will have the stringency of the shalmei nazir, contrast to a regular shalom that's in the davar, eaten for 2 days and one night. However, ve'in turnim lechem, but it does not require bread, which is only by the shalmei nazir, and this is not a regular shalmei nazir. So it has the stringency of a shalmei davar, v'lema tanais, and it doesn't have the designated specifics of gifts that are designated for that of that when it comes by a nazir, and v'le zraya. And neither does the Zeruya go to the Kohen, because we're not treating it as a Shalmei Nazir, we're treating it as a Shalmei Nedava. Halacha Yud Gimel. Sholosh Behemos Elu, these three animals, Ba'alechem Aba'imam, with the breads that come with them, Hakol Menachul, all this has to be for unconsecrated funds, meaning not from, let's say, Maaser Sheni funds. Kishon Nedrei Hekdush, like any other vow that a person takes for Hekdush, Kamishas Bob, like it's going to explain in the next place, in Hilchas Maaser Karbanos and Perek Tazayin, this is also a Nedir of Hekdush, which has to be brought from Chul. Now, let's say someone says, Harini Nazar Amanas, I'll be a Nazar on the condition, Shagalech Mimasa Maisa Sheni. I can't afford it, but I can take my Maisa Sheni funds, which I have to give it a second tithe from all my funds, from all my proceeds. Fine, as long as I could shave my head from the, and which includes those kabanas, from the Maisa Sheni funds, so then I'll become a Nazar. So the halacha actually is Hareza Nazar, because he took the Naziris. The enemy may be carbonized from the Maisa, and he cannot bring his carbonized from the Maisa, although that's what he stipulated. Because the Naziris took effect, and the subsequent Tanai is not valid, and therefore he cannot bring it from the Maisa. Halacha Tezvav, the Ram continues regarding the halacha of the carbonized, as we're discussing here, of Naziris, from his father that passed away. So, Ish Shenadar Benazar. The man took a vow of Naziris. Yesh le lahavi karbonais aviv la'atzmai. He could take the karbonis that his father had made with his father when he had taken the vow of Naziris. And now the son could take the father's karbonis for himself. And he could use them in this process when he's shaving off his head. But a woman cannot take the karbonis of her father of Naziris for herself when she's shaving her head after her Naziris. Which, but this is halachah mishmasina from the tradition that it's for a man, not a woman, that he could take his father's. As Ram says, Ketzad, how so? What does this mean, he's taking his father's? His father needs it. Now, Mishaya of Nazar, his father was a Nazar. Ve'hevish mois, liknes ben karbonais, and he already separated monies to purchase from them his karbonis when he's done with his nazirs. Umeis, and he died. Ve'nicha mois, and then he left these unspecified funds. Ve'ama achri mois of, now the son said after his father passed away, Hareini Nazar, I'm going to be a Nazar. I'm a Nasha Avi Karbonaisai Mimoi Shevish Ben Avi Le Karbonaisim. I'll be a Nazar on the condition that I can bring from my Karbonas, from the funds that my father designated for his Karbonas. Hareiza Mevi Men Karbonaisim, so he can bring his Karbonas from those funds. And Vechenim HaYehuva Av Nazirim, so let's say him and his father were Nazirim when they were both alive. Vehevish Av is Moi Stumin, and the father separated unspecified funds for his Karbonas, and the father died. V'amar ben Achim Moisav, and the son said, even though he was already a Nazir, he said after his father passed away, Harini migalech al Moisav, I'm going to go ahead and shave my head to bring with all those karbanas with my father's funds. Harini may become a Nazir, and he's allowed to bring his father's, he's allowed to use his father's funds for his own karbanas. Avalam loyam, but if he didn't say this, then yiplo Moisav nedava, then the son's not using them, and then the monies will go to the boxes in the Beis HaMikdash, which any leftover funds for karbanas that weren't being used were used as a donation for karbanas tibur, which are oilas nedava. Now, let's say Misa Avanich Bonim Rab. Let's say father passed away and he leaves over many sons, and all of them took in a neder of Naziris either when he was alive or after he passed away. So Chalkin Hamoyes Hastum, and then you divide the unspecified funds Neshehi Rishlam, because it's an inheritance for them. Each one has a right to shave his head on his portion that's allocated from those funds. Like in every Yerusha, the firstborn, he gets a double portion in this too. Now, whether the father was an eternal Nazir, which we had spoken about in the previous parak, and the son was only a Nazir for a limited time, or the other way, whether the father was a Nazir for a limited time, but ben Nazir, the son was a Nazir for the unlimited Nazir. Either way, he could go ahead and shave his head and bring his karbanas from the funds that his father, who was a Nazir, had left over because he died. Let's say the father was a Nazir, now he had separated funds to purchase a karbanis for tumah that he had, which a nazir has to bring karbanis also when he was tameh, and now he's purifying himself in the tameh. So he separated funds for the karbanis of tumah and vameis, and he died. Ina ben mevi ben karbanis tara. So the son cannot use those funds although their karbon is for Naziris, but that was for Tumah of Naziris, he cannot bring it for his Tahara when he's finishing his Naziris. Let's say if the father had designated for these karbanas when he finishes his naziris, the son cannot use those funds for when he became tamei to bring those karbanas when he's finishing purifying himself from the tumah. Because this, if it's comparable, the tara and tumah, those types of naziris, is doubtful, and therefore if he does bring his karbanas from those other types of naziris, that will not fulfill his obligation. Now, Alochi Yitches, the Rambam continues, someone obligates himself in karbanos of a Nazir. Let's say someone says, Harei alai legaleich Nazir. It's my responsibility, I take it upon myself, to take care of the procedures of the shaving of the head of the Nazir, which essentially means the karbanos when he finishes. So, Chayv lohavi karbanos teklach hastar. He has to bring the karbanos of the shaving of purification. And he can bring it for whichever nazar he chooses to provide his karbanas for. Now, let's say he says, let's say he says, I take it upon myself to bring half of the karbanas of a nazar. Let's say he says, I take it upon myself to shave the head of a half a nazar. Which, what he means to say is, half of the karbanas of a regular nazar. So those two phrases, he has to bring half of the karbanas for whichever nazar he wants to. And that Nazir, whoever it is, the lucky one that's chosen, will bring the other half from his own funds. Now, Avol Mamu, let's say he says, Harei like Karbanos Chatzi Nazir, it's upon me to bring the Karbanos of a half a Nazir, which sounds like as if there's Karbanos for a half of a Naziris, where there is no such thing. Harei Zimei, the Karbanos Nazir Shalom, he has to bring the Karbanos of a full Nazir, because she ain't on the Chatzi Naziris. We don't have any half a Naziris. So he's saying, I want all the Karbanos of a half a Nazir. Well, half a Nazir is like a whole Nazir, because there's no half a Nazir. And he's bringing the Karbanos, which are all of them of a regular Nazir. Halachi Yitesh. So, let's say someone says, Arini Nazir. He says, I'm a Nazir. And also he says, V'alai l'galeich Nazir. I used to take it upon myself to take care of the hair cutting of a Nazir. I mean, so he takes two vows. One to be a Nazir, one to provide for the karbanas of taglachas of a different Nazir. V'shama chaveir v'am, and his friend over here, and he says, V'ani emi. Harei chaveir Nazir. So his friend is a Nazir, but v'ain chayv l'galeich Nazir achar. He's not also obligated to go ahead and take care of the karbanas of another nazir, sha'arei lo hitpas asma el b'naziris. When he's extending, when he says, and me, it's only going on the naziris and not on the second state. But v'mama, let's say he says, v'ani and me, v'olai l'galech nazir, and upon me to also take care of the hair cutting of another nazir, so then ha'arei zachem, then he'd be obligated in both. Now, but v'mal yipikhen, in that situation, if both of them were intelligent, maybe kol echad mem karbanas al yidei chaveri, each one would take care of the karbanas of the other one. And then because each one is a Nazir, and each one said, I'll take care of someone else's karbanas, which he could be the recipient, and he could be the recipient. But if they didn't do that, each one already brought their own karban, then chayam legalech naziris achem, they would have to go ahead and then bring the naziris, the karbanas for the other nazir. Halacha chaf. Let's say someone says, harei alai, and there are those who add on to the gears over here, nazir, and also legalech chatzi nazir. So I'm taking upon myself to be a nazir, and also to take care of the hair cutting of half of a nazir. And his friend overhears, and he says, "Vani and me, and also for me to take the hair cutting of half of Nazir." So what they do is, so he brings half the karbanos of him. He brings half the karbanos of him, meaning Reuben and Shimon. Each one does half of the other one. And each one will do the other half from his own funds. That's in how you pick, and that's if they were intelligent. If they're not, then zeh mi bichatze karbanos meiz nazir sheyirtza. So this one will have to provide the funds of some nazir for half of his karbanos, whichever one he chooses. But zeh mi bichatze meiz nazir sheyirtza. Another one will also bring the karbanos of whichever nazir that he chooses, because besides becoming a nazir, they also take upon themselves to take care of the half of the karbanos of the other one.